This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, there are already reports of violence in Kenya, which is holding a presidential election today. A disputed election back in 2007 led to weeks of tribal bloodshed. As Julia Simon reports, one of the big issues in the campaign so far this time has been oil.
At a desert watering hole, about a dozen goats and camels drink thirstily as a group of herders looks on. These herders need to make sure their livestock is well hydrated. The animals are their savings accounts, their supermarket, and their insurance. And since oil was discovered here a year ago, the local people feel they need all the insurance they can get. Herder Lobo Nabudan says when the UK-based oil company, Tullow, came here to explore 2 years back, it put up a tall fence nearby. Since then, he hasn't been able to graze his animals on land he'd used for years.
It pains me to move the animals. We don't know where the government will put us, and we worry we will be displaced.
Fears about displacement and land being seized without compensation are rife. Head elder Jessup Lopus says local people are not consulted enough about what's going on, or even informed.
The community feels left in the dark, and we don't know what is happening.
Several non-governmental organizations want to change that. Ikal Angale is the director of Friends of Lake Turkana, an environmental group. She's lobbied the oil company Tullow to talk to the local people about the seismic tests they're conducting at the nearby lake.
So the fishermen brought out their concerns and the oil company gave their answers.
There were meetings, too, with Kenya's Ministry of Energy. Ikal Angale says it's crucial to get local concerns heard at the top in the capital, Nairobi. So they're making a network of environmentalists, lawyers, and journalists demanding more information about the agreement struck by the government and the oil companies to make sure local people don't lose out.
To have some support within the national level of expertise in terms of policy, legislations, and details like that.
Back at the watering hole, the herders say today's elections are an excellent opportunity for local people to hold local officials accountable. That's why everyone here intends to vote. In Lokichar, Kenya, I'm Julia Simon for Marketplace.